Hello out there, and welcome to your next mission video podcast. November 10th through December 8th at midnight Eastern time is the open enrollment period for the Federal Employee Dental and Vision Insurance Program, also known as FedVid. It's an important time for retired military and service members and their families who are trying to plan their dental and vision coverage. If that's you or someone you know, you come to the right place because our guests today are going to tell us everything we need to know about who needs insurance and how to get it. So please, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and if you ever listen to the show, I always say this, we love them too. Today we're going to talk about dental and vision coverage and for retired military service members and their families. And we'll get some tips for a smoother transition too. So I'm excited. In fact, I'm shocked here to talk to my friends, retired U.S. Navy Fleet Master Chief Paul Kingsbury, Senior Manager of Community Relations and Federal and Field Strategy at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Employee Program, and the 15th, I love saying the 15th Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Daniel A. Daly, a member of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Associated Uniformed Service Advisory Board. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jack. We appreciate it. It's good to see you again.
All right. Dan, you're going to respond or say anything? You're just going to sit there? Is that what Paul told you to do?
Jack, I was just remembering, he's number 15, so it takes him a little bit of time here to get going.
Yeah, he's a little slow. He's got to get cranked up to get going. I usually have to get row. Yeah. No, never mind. Hey, I know our audience wants to hear from both of you. So I want you to tell the audience just a little bit about yourself. And Paul, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about Paul Kingsbury.
All right. Hey, I'm Paul Kingsbury, retired Navy Fleet Mass Chief, retired in 2018 after a 31-year career. I was the Fleet Master Chief at Fleet Forces Command. Before that, I was a Navy nuke, operate nuclear power plants on aircraft carriers, so a bunch of technical stuff. And then retired from the Navy and then worked for the U.S. Naval Institute for about 3 years. I was doing enlisted outreach for them, and I do a lot of writing for the Naval Institute. I've wrote several of their enlisted guides, from Blue Jackets Manual all the way up to Petty Officer and Chief Petty Officer Guides. And then I got this great opportunity to come on as the director of, at that time, Uniform Service Community Relations for the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, and now the Senior Manager for Federal Employee Community Relations. So I live down here in Hampton Roads, Virginia, got a big family and a couple of corgis, and life is great on the retired side.
Hey, that's, well, I know that. I'm a retiree too, so I love that retired side.
Yes.
And now, well, I don't know why you have this guy with you here today, but Sergeant Major of the Army,
I
retired,
have to wonder that too someday.
So wait, no, I'm not going to call you Sergeant Major. You don't have to call me. We're going to call Dan and Jack. So Dan, Mr. Dan, yeah. There you go. All right, go ahead, Dan.
People believe that we have a cordial relationship. That's what.
Well, you want them to believe that, but you know that's not true. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jack, like you, I had an awesome and incredible experience as a United States Army soldier for 30 years, culminating as the 15th Sergeant Major of the Army. I was a career infantry soldier, born and raised in a little small town in northeastern Pennsylvania. And after I retired, I went back to that little small town to be back with my family that's all still from that same area. And I had the honor and privilege of being invited by Paul just over two years ago, to the Uniformed Services Board, where we serve as the military advisors to the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. I'll tell you what, Been with the company for 2 years and can tell you how great it is, because they take our insight. We help make a difference, and we're helping soldiers and families out there. So it's good to be part of the team.
Well, I'm going to tell both of you before we get started, thank you for all the things that you do for our veteran community. I know that both of you work every day to make the lives of our veterans and their families better each and every day. So I appreciate all you're doing, and I'll do my little part, but
you do a big part, Jack. Come on now.
Well, I try to do my part, but sometimes, you know, I got to play, Dan never plays golf, so I got to play golf for him and do all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're making up for my absence, Jack.
I got to do that. Hey, Paul, we talked about this before, but you probably can't emphasize it enough. If you're a retired military, I can't believe I'm asking this question, does TRICARE provide dental and vision coverage for you and your family?
Yeah, so this is obviously, you know, this educational piece is huge, right? So
yeah,
I'm sure when you retired and I retired, there's a lot going on, and we've discussed this before, right? You have so many lines of effort, right? You're trying to get out of the military. You're trying to move possibly. You're trying to get your VA. You're trying to get out medically. And then you're trying to take care of your family. And there's a lot to pack in there. And then honestly, we don't get a lot of education on this kind of piece. And I think everyone assumes everything is TRICARE. We're used to it being TRICARE. You should be aware, like, your family has TRICARE dental program while you're active duty, but then once you retire, that's all going to change. So, you know, when I'm out in the field, the conversation I have with many people just goes like this. And most of it's senior enlisted, right? About 2 to 3 years getting ready to retire. Cause that's the eligibility piece for the program I'm going to talk about, right? Veterans are doing great stuff, but that TRICARE medical benefit and the FedVet benefit doesn't kick in until you're retiring or retired. So you're going to continue to keep TRICARE as your medical insurance, and you'll have some options there. And, you know, those are, you know, you can get select, you know, you can get a variety of things, but your dental and vision are going to become a separate thing that you're going to have to gather insurance under, right? So, and you have options. But I can tell you one of the big one is, as you mentioned earlier, is the Federal Employees Dental and Vision Insurance Program, also known as FedVet. So prior to retiring, you're going to get into a window, right? 60 days prior to your retirement date to 31 days after, you're going to have a retirement opportunity to enroll in this program. So you will go on to Benefeds. That's the administrator of the program. And you get to shop now for a dental and vision insurance. So one difference that's pretty cool is, although you're going to have to start paying for this, right? You did pay on active duty, but the premiums are going to change and get come more out of your pocket. You get choice now, right? So you're not just stuck with one dental insurer that you had on active duty. You've got 12 that you can select from. And then on the vision side, you've got 5 vision insurers you can pick from. So it's definitely something you need to do. There are other options, right? You can choose to go, if you get another job, you can go with that employer's plan, or you can go out on the commercial market and get it. But just recognize that it's not all TRICARE anymore at that point, and you're going to have to start to pay for dental and vision insurance separately. I would offer that as you age, right, both of those things only get worse over time. So you're going to absolutely need dental insurance. I would, you know, most people can't, you know, go by without any dental insurance. You may or may not need vision insurance, but I know that once you get in your 40s, you're going to start needing, you know, reading glasses and things like that. And then vision care needs only get more pronounced as you age.
Yeah. Well said. I mean, we can't talk enough about what we don't know as far as the benefits and entitlements, especially on a chill. Because I know, and we'll talk about it in a little while, and Dan said already, the spouse is the one that really know all about the benefits and entitlements and all this stuff. Dan, do you want to add anything to that?
I want to reinforce the point that Paul talked about. It's about, first and foremost, being aware and being educated on it. You know, as service members, we are blessed when we're on active duty. You know, our dental care is taken care of. We don't think about it. That's part of the great benefits our service provides each of us. And our spouses are left to handle most of those things. And if many service members are like me, my spouse pretty much handled everything.
I'm right there with you.
They got to understand that now you have a choice, right? And the FedVet program is an incredible program that offers very competitive rates to our retirees. But you know, I confess just at our fall field conference last week that I never even heard of it until after I retired, you know, because I'm so focused on working. Of course, my wife did. She knew all about it. But I think the key component is educating our retirees on the incredible benefits that our federal government has put together for them to make a choice, go on to BenFeds, and find a plan that's good for them.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, I've said this a lot on the show and talking to different people on the show, one of the things I wish we'd start in all services is start educating people about their benefits and entitlements, you know, a lot earlier. A couple of financial education of benefits and retirements. And I don't know why we don't put that in some kind of educational program in the military. Paul, you want to say anything about
yeah,
that?
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, as a retired master, you know, that is frustrating to see, right? In many cases, I will say this, like before we get to that point, I will say the amount of education for retiring service members and transitioning service members is like exponentially greater than I had, right? So as a community of veterans, we are learning and we are giving back, right? So we've learned and we're like, that's our thing, right? We want to give back and make sure that next generation of, you know, the people that came behind us is set up to be prepared more than we are. Yeah, I'm frustrated with TAP-GPS, right? It's very focused on the job aspect. And I think there's an opportunity for them to build in, you know, in a very tailored way, specifically to the retiring members. Like, hey, let's talk about a little more about benefits and insurance, right? This is huge stuff. But honestly, it's an opportunity for us to get out, you know, when we're out in the field, you know, we call it the field. When we're out at events, and Dan knows, like, he's out there with us. Like, we're out at all the big conferences, you know, National Guard, Army, Navy, you know, we were at Tailhook, we're at Coast Guard. We set up that outreach table to help educate, but we also look for the opportunity to do workshops, perhaps host luncheons, right, with an educational focus behind it. That's what we want to do. To get in front of audiences as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Because we've talked retired, but the other aspect of this is the vision insurance for the active duty family, right? So another big gap in knowledge is that most people don't understand that TRICARE does not offer comprehensive vision insurance, right? They will allow your child or your spouse to get a vision exam every few years. But if that that basic vision exam discover something that requires deeper evaluation, you have to go to an optometrist. That's not covered under TRICARE for the spouse and the kids, right? So FedVIP is available. That vision insurance is available for the active duty spouse and kids for the member enrolled in TRICARE. So to your point about education, there's a gap, but we try to fill it in the best way we can with the work we do.
You know, Dan, I hate to say this, but this Navy guy is pretty smart.
He
knows what he's talking about.
Well, they let me operate nuclear power plants.
He's a nuclear guy. He's a nuclear guy.
And it's not Homer Simpson here.
Hey, Dan, you probably don't want to add anything. You want to add anything what Paul just said or just say ditto or something?
No, and also don't forget our Guard and Reserve, right? Our Guard
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Who are eligible. So please educate yourself. If you don't know about it, if you were like me and you're busy doing your job, which is understandable, get educated, figure out that you have a choice and you have benefits out there that are incredible for you and your family, because dental and vision, sometimes often put on the side when we think about overall human health, is a critical part of your health. And Paul said it best, as you get older, those things get worse. They don't get better, right?
What? I can't see. Wait a minute.
And then also, Jack, like you saw, I think it's, when you're on active duty, right, dental created readiness issues, right?
Like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
You can't deploy without dental readiness, right? So that's kind of a message we bring forth, and we'll probably talk about this later, but the need to maintain dental readiness, like when you retire, there's a lot of great aspects beyond keeping your teeth all clean of why you need to really, really give some thought to dental insurance and vision insurance.
Yeah. Hey, Paul. As I mentioned at the top of the show, open enrollment now is November 10th through December 8th at midnight Eastern time. Paul, why is that? Why is that so important to know? Yeah.
So again, these are part of this. A term I heard at the conference we were discussing was insurance literacy, right? So I was like, yeah, that's kind of what we are into, right? So. We were fortunate on active duty, just kind of like, all right, go to the dentist, go down to the medical, right? Go where you're told. Like, you don't know who you're going to get, right? You don't talk much about premiums. You don't talk about networks. And you don't talk about open season, right? It's always there, right? So open season, first of all, is a concept that most of our retiring military members are not familiar with. Our retirees do understand it, right? Once you've transitioned. But this is a period where you get the opportunity to basically buy your insurance plan, right? It's about a period of month, you know, towards the end of the year, it opens up. So it provides anyone retiring the opportunity to get in and select that dental and vision insurance program. It gives you a month to shop and explore your options, right? And there's a lot that goes into this kind of decision making. But it's also an opportunity for people who are enrolled in a plan who are not happy with it or have had a change in personal circumstances. Perhaps they've moved and their dentists or their vision insurers outside the network. This is their opportunity to switch to a new insurer if they find that, or to adjust the plan with the insurer, right, from a standard to a high or a high to a standard. So the other big thing about open season, this is the time when you can get that active duty spouse and kids enrolled in the vision insurance, right? This is that 1 month window. The retiring service member, like I said, they get that 91 day window all throughout the year based on the month they're retiring. This is the time for you to enroll your family in that vision insurance program and take advantage of that.
Yeah, if someone wants to look for a plan or get signed up, was that the procedure you just talked about, or is there something else I need to do?
Yeah, so the first one, you can't get to us, right? So of course, I'd love everyone to come sign in and get a Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision or Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental plan, but it's a very personal decision, right? So there's a lot of things that go into it. So I start with general knowledge first, right? So understand FedVIP, right? And then knowing that Benefeds is the administrator. So you have to get a Benefeds account and you can log on at benefeds.com and get on there and get yourself an account. You're gonna have to validate, the member has to do this, the sponsor. Like your wife just can't jump on or spouse can't just do this. So the member's gotta do it. They gotta validate some DEERS info. And then once you've got an account set up, now you've got access. You can see all the different insurance providers, all the plans they offer. They provide links to our website and the other insurer website, so you can do, you know, the in-depth research and use our additional tools. And there's an opportunity to put the different insurance plans side by side so that you can, you know, do some intelligent shopping.
Yeah. Was there a number in there they had to call or something?
Yeah. So also, website, I think digital is the way you go, but you can call 1-877-888-FEDS. So that's the phone number if you want to get more information. But again, if you go to benefeds.gov to enroll, that's where you'll get on the website and you'll get the most information that you can get.
Yeah, this is a great discussion. I hope the people are listening here today. This is something that you need to take a hard look at and get your plan. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about transition. And I know my good friend, Sergeant Major Daly, has the number one tip for making a smoother transition. So don't go anywhere. You two won't go anywhere anyway. Stay right there. I'll be right back. Hey, this is your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And if you're enjoying this, Scott, I know that you are, because we're talking about how to make your life better, how to make sure that you have the right insurance, the right coverage for vision and dental insurance. So please click on that subscribe button below. Don't be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Paul Kingsbury, Senior Manager of Community Relations and Field Strategy at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal Employee Program and the 15th Sergeant Major of the Army retired, Daniel A. Daly, a member of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association Uniform Service Advisory Board. Before we get back to this discussion, I want you to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle, you have any plans to get rid of, or some property you don't have no plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Paul, during our prep call, you said a lot of stuff there. During our prep call, you made a mistake when you was getting your family insurance locked in at transition. Would you tell the audience about, you know, what mistake you made when you was transitioning out of the military?
So again, this goes back to, like, it's always there and available. So TRICARE, right? You're just like, hey, you know, it comes out of my check. It's already set up for, you know, allotment, or it comes out, right? Same with, you know, you saw it on your LES, right? Hey, my dental insurance comes out. I assume during transition that happens, right? So a lot was going on for me. I was getting ready to move to Annapolis for the, you know, work with the Naval Institute. I'm dealing with all this other stuff. One stop you will make when you're getting ready to retire should be with your health benefits advisor, right? So on most clinics or hospitals have this office, right? That's where you, on your checkout card, you should stop by that. And they educate you on this transition to TRICARE and FedVIP, right? I'm not sure to what extent people actually get that done or if that slips through the crack, but that's another emphasis point. Like, go to that health benefits advisor office at your hospital or clinic, and they'll give you some additional guidance on your transition. So I kind of did it. I kind of just, you know, enrolled, thought I was good with TRICARE, and then on my way I go. About 9 months later, I'm out on a trip. I was actually in Las Vegas, right? And I get a call, and my wife at the time was like, hey, they said our kid, brought the kids in and we have no insurance. I'm like, what? Wow. I had forgotten, like, I didn't know, like, you have to actually set up the payment, right, when you enroll after you retire. I had missed that. I thought it was automatic, you know, just transition, they pull it out of the account. So I had gapped my own insurance because I wasn't paying for it, assuming I was administratively enrolled, but I hadn't set up the payment piece. So I made some phone calls. I was able to back pay it all and get it caught up, right? So that's a big thing, is like, hey, know that you're kind of starting over, right? You got to reset up all the payments. It will come out of your payment. But the same thing with the dental and vision insurance as well. That needs to make sure the payment piece is locked and set up. And when you go through benefits, it will make sure that that information's in there. So the other, I don't know if it was a mistake or not, but the other thing I found is when I was at Annapolis, right? Again, I was like, okay, you get choice now, right? So I had a choice of, like, which clinic I wanted to go to. But then I found up in Annapolis, like, it's a heavily populated clinic, right? So trying to get an appointment was hard, right? So that's another decision point about which clinic you're going to choose. Do I want to go Select, right? Now I get the opportunity to just go out into the private sector, you know, on network. There's a lot there. And then the other thing I didn't do was my continuum of care, I would call it, for dental and vision, kind of stopped, right? Not that I didn't want to, but I just didn't prioritize it because honestly, no one was making me go, right? I didn't have someone saying, hey, you're class four, get down there, right? So I kind of set it to the side. And then right before COVID kicked off, I was able to come and move back down to Hampton Roads and start working remote. And that's when I had, you know, I got to a clinic that was a lot closer and I was like, all right, let me focus in on finding a dentist and, you know, just getting that kind of thing done. And then my continuum of care kicked off again.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, I love being in the military. I love working with the government, but in some cases it spoils us.
Yeah.
You know, because you're assuming that they're going to take care of you. You know, all my military, I mean, for 30 some years, if I wanted something, they'd automatically do it. I mean, you know, so you get a little spoiled. So I could see how that could happen to anybody that got out of the service. So that's for doggone sure. But I'm glad you got it all fixed up and worked out. Hey, Sergeant Major, now you talk about this. We talked about this a lot, but what do you think is the biggest mistake when people transition out of the military? And I know both of you are going to have a lot of comments about that. Go ahead.
The absolute number one issue is not starting early enough.
I agree 100%.
You know, this is so serious that Congress actually put it in law saying that from 12 to 18 months out, service members need to begin their transition, whether they're ETSing out of the service, you know, or they're retiring. Sure. And why that's necessary is to start all these things. There's so many steps. And when you wait till the last minute, you rush through things. And then, like you both just talked about, we're so used to being taken care of as a service member. And the guiltiest offenders of this is the most senior folks, actually. We are.
I'm just going to say that. The worst people are the very senior people in the military.
We're the worst at this. And then we work all the way up to the day that we're going to retire or we're going to get out of the service.
Yeah, and they can't do it without us.
Yeah, and we're taking care of soldiers. And then when you get to things like FedVip and you have choices, you're thinking about the major things in life, like where am I going to work? Where am I going to live? I have to transition to another state or maybe even overseas. You literally have to get started 18 months out. There are so many, as you talked about, two gentlemen, you know, years ago, we didn't put as much emphasis in the services of transition today, but now there's incredible resources there, but you do need time to be able to use them appropriately. And just because you're senior doesn't mean, oh, I don't need that class. I know they're everything. I sign myself up for everything. One, to set an example for, you know, the subordinate leaders and soldiers around me. But I learned so much that I thought I knew the answers to, and I really didn't know the answers to. So the number one problem is time, and the number one violator of that as many times as senior leaders. And I also want to send a message out there to our leaders across the services. Reinforce this to your subordinates. Those soldiers, sailors, airmen, marine, we're doing missions around the globe, deployed. Listen, this is an important part of this service member's career, right? We brought them in, we're happy they served, but we also have to do just as good a job taking care of them. And part of that taking care of them is giving them a responsible transition period and enough time to do it right. Because they're gonna grow the next generation of service member. The attitude they leave with, Jack, as you and I well know, is the one they're gonna carry for the rest of their lives. And we want them going out there telling the next generation to be proud to serve, regardless if you stay in for 30 years or 2 years. So transition, I can't talk about how critical it is to start early, start on time, go through all the steps, and use the resources, the services, the VA, Department of Labor have put together to make sure they can ease your transition.
Yeah, no, well said. You know, I can't agree with you more. And I really, and you're right about senior officers or senior non-commissioned officers are worst. Because they think, yeah, I mean, I got to tell you my little story here. I did what you did. I mean, I want to be just like any other soldier. So I went to the transition class over there at Fort Myers, sit down for 1 hour and realized I was in the wrong place. I don't know why I'm here. So I went back to my office and called him and said, send the guys giving a class over to my office and say, hey, start telling me about the, you know, things I need. But I did the same thing. I just sort of said, you can't live without me. I'm going to work to the last day and then leave. And all of a sudden, it's just me and my wife. Yeah. And there's things that I had not done that I wish I would have done to get better prepared. You want to say something?
Yeah, and Jack, I'll tell you, in the Army, I think the other services are doing this as well.
Yeah.
Is we actually created senior transition courses. And it wasn't to be, like, privileged and to have special treatment. It was literally to force them to do it, right? So I used to make the nominative level SAR majors minimum 12 months out, you're going to start transition, even though if you're leaving or not, you know, because the nominative world is, it's a little unstable because one day you might have a job, not next, the same with our general officers. And we literally have to force, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, right? And then when you do that with enough time, then they're believers in how the system works and how beneficial it is. And they communicate it to their subordinate leaders or the people that are going to replace them.
Yeah, there's definitely... Yeah, to that point, right? Like, so being a veteran and transitioning out, like, and being a veteran and retiring out are two different things, right?
There's
things you're eligible for. And I was a guy that got advice from, you know, former MCPON at the time, Rick West, another one of our advisory board members. He told me, like, hey, turn over your position, you know, give yourself some time. So I did that. I turned it over. I took about a month, you know, I moved, got an office on a different base basically. And I just focused, I remember having a plan to get out and I still miss stuff, right? So even with focused time of a month, like, I mean, there's just so much going on. So these conversations are crucial.
Well, the other thing I'm gonna get on this real quick here is the stress that's placed on veterans when they don't prepare to get out. When you start looking at the amount of suicides, the amount of people that are homeless, even the people that are incarcerated, in our country that are veterans that just, you know, that really struggle to fit in when they get out of service. So we could probably talk about this for hours, but this is a big subject about making sure that people are prepared to go. Hey, this is one for both of you. Paul, we're going to start with you. What's the biggest challenge to making sure people understand what their benefits are? What's the biggest challenge of making sure these veterans understand their benefits?
I think it's twofold. I think number one, it's volume of benefits and volume of knowledge, and then lack of educational just volume as well, right? So you got a lot of things you got to know about, a lot of benefits, a lot of things. Just something as simple, like let's dive in, you know, we could say health insurance, like just looking at TRICARE and FedVip alone, you know, there's a lot that you have to do there. It's not just get the insurance plan. Like if I'm moving and I'm retiring, like what dentist am I going to use? Like, hey, I got to take time to evaluate my dental needs. Like when I got out, like I was grinding, right? I had bruxism. That's one of my VA claims. Like, and I never got told. I go out to my first dentist visit and they're like, you've got about 9 teeth you need crowns on, right? That's about $25,000, right? So like that informs me, like I probably need a high plan, right? So I'm going to pay more premiums, but they're going to pick more on the back end. But I had to find a dentist, right? I had to get recommendations. So giving yourself that time, but then you get into stuff like your VA claim, right? That alone is huge. That's another line of effort, right? And there's so many resources. And then if you get an amount or, you know, you get a benefit, then the benefits you get with that, like, are can be huge, right? So I think the challenge is twofold. There's, hey, I'm not complaining, love all the benefits, but there's a lot of them. And there's minimal resources educationally that can put it all together in one. So just finding some time to do your own research. And I've seen some cool guides out that on the senior enlisted networks. I mean, this thing looks like a schematic for a nuclear power plant, right? Of like all the stuff you got to get informed of before you retire. And you guys have probably seen that right on the Aussie network. But I think that's my insight. A lot of information, a lot of benefits, and not enough education time.
Yeah. Same question. It's all right.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. You know, one of the things that we do for Paul and the team there as Uniformed Service Board members is help them communicate across the force, right? And that's from active to retirees. And, you know, in the Army alone, we have 1 million retirees out there. And one of the challenges is they're multi-generational and they all communicate in different ways. And Jack, you talk about this all the time, you know, so, you know, you are.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're a chisel and stone guy.
Well, I know there's nothing wrong with that.
And Dan's like hieroglyphics, so he's.
I'm just.
No, but seriously, right? So, and how do we educate them all about these benefits? Some of these retirees are out there, and these options were not available when they retired.
No, they weren't. You're right.
Right.
Yeah.
And they tend to just, we're soldiers, and I'll blame ourselves. Once we get comfortable, we tend to stay with things. The second thing, and Paul touched on this, and I think this is critically important: do not shop health plans by price. Right? Not all cars in America are created the same. They have different stickers on them, right? And they do different things. This is critically important because you might need a level of care that's consistent with the price the plan is offering, right? And all too often, again, I'm going to pick on us soldiers. You know, we are frugal people, right? We're raised that way. And we go, oh, let's look for the best deal. The best deal is not always the sticker price. The best deal might be the best plan for you. And another thing I got to communicate for Mrs. Daly, because she always got frustrated about this, and it's part of the plan, that which really falls under the second, is make sure that your dentist out there take your provider.
Yep.
There's a lot of plans out there, right? And there's a lot of great options. Blue Cross Blue Shield, by the way, works with more providers and has a tremendous network across the United States. But my wife was very frustrated sometimes when she couldn't, you know, she wanted to go to her dentist and said, I'm sorry, but we don't take your insurance. So that's another key component. So price, availability, I call it the three C's, the cost, the copay, and the community of care in your area. So look at all that when you're making a decision. And you only got a few weeks to do it this year, right? Every year, but a few weeks to do it this year. And I think it's critical our veterans across all generations get communicated that too, because there's incredible benefits there available for them.
Yeah, I just want to add one thing to both of you. I think, again, going back to the same thing, I think we need to start that, you know, we're talking about 2 years, 18 months out, but I think we need to start a lot earlier talking about benefits and entitlements. Because I mean, I don't know about you, I don't know if most people even start thinking about benefits and entitlements until they got 180 days out or 90 days out, to be honest with you.
I didn't either.
I mean, I sort of got out, and I was sort of where Paul's at. I figured they're going to take care of me, you know, which you know, they, I guess they did. I don't know.
But, and then it's the other thing I'll say, and this is just a quick sidebar example, right? Like, so like when, as a retiree, this is a big transition. When you retire, right, that's a big, huge change to medical
insurance for you.
The next big one is going to be at 65, right? Because Medicare kicks in. So I in the work I do now, and Dan probably hears it too, like, we see this kind of people going through that transition, but even in my mind, I mean, I'm only 55. That's still a way out there, but it's got me.
I didn't want to tell you, baby. Go ahead.
Yeah. I now research, like, all right, what is that about? Right. So to the point, like, I think there's a balance. Like, I don't want you looking at it 10 years out, but, you know, definitely don't wait till 6 weeks out from retiring to start that process.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hey, we need to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the things the Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal Employee Program is doing, you know, for the military community outside, you know, providing insurance. So
absolutely,
don't go anywhere. Again, stay right there. I know Dan Daly, he'll probably run off the screen or something, but don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes the transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Paul Kingsbury, Senior Manager of Community Relations at the Field Strategy at Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program, and the 15th Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Daniel A. Daly, a member of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association Uniformed Service Advisory Board. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I've said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can send me a message at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org, and guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Dan, as mentioned before the break, the Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal Employee Program does a lot of stuff in the military community outside providing insurance. Would you tell the audience, you know, what things they're involved in?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you an example of something that the Association of the United States Army, who I work for, as you well know, Jack, and Blue Cross Blue Shield Association have done. And it's through the generous contributions of the association that we can do life skills training. So these are critical life skills. We go out to military bases, active duty, guard, and reserve, all three components, and teach soldiers critical life skills so they can better their lives, they can enhance their families' lives, they can save money, right? And then, you know, it's the theory of teaching them how to fish so you don't have to give them a fish. So one of the examples is we'll go on the base, and Paul and his team graciously supported us for this year to do a bunch of these across our military installations. We'll rent the auto craft skills shop. We bring service members in there and teach them how to maintenance their cars. And one service member the other day told me, I was just charged $300 downtown to change my oil, and you taught me how to do it for $30. And then the next day now, we've opened it up to family members. So spouses are coming to the craft shop, learning how to maintenance their vehicles. And I think I might be creating some domestic issues because one of the spouses said, if I knew it was this easy, I would have told my husband to come do this, right? So, but we bond with the soldiers, give them a skill, and they leave with confidence. Most of these young men and women, when we grew up, you know, I don't know about you, Jack, but, you know, our fathers had us out there tinkering around the cars and stuff. We grew very frugal. Today's modern cars don't need the level of maintenance that they used to in the old days, but they still need routine maintenance to keep them running for a long period of time, right? And service members, if they can save themselves a little resources and learn a life skill, it builds or boosts their confidence, but it also helps the morale, welfare, and recreation facilities that we need to keep open on the installations, because they need Category B funding, meaning they have to raise their own money in order to stay open. So this benefit's available for the next generation. And without great companies like Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, we wouldn't be able to do these things across our military installations across, around the globe.
Yeah, I know you guys do a lot of stuff you probably never say much about, do you too? But I got to say something. When we was in El Paso, I remember going to the craft shop and seeing the kind of things that you was doing out there, and I thought that was pretty neat. Paul, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, so when I first joined, you know, now it's 3.5 years ago, you know, I came on and it was like I was handed a portfolio of outreach. You know, I'd done a little bit of this with the Naval Institute, but it was like at these big conferences, AUSA, Air and Space Forces, right? And it was like, hey, set up the exhibit table, you know, hand out some stuff. And then, you know, over the years, like as I learned more, I found, you know, and then I got in my current position, I said, hey, you know, we're in the business community relations. So yes, I want to educate on the things we've talked about. I want to raise awareness of brand, right? There's some advertising opportunity, but I've got my team now focusing these partnerships, and we've got over 50 partnerships across the like federal employee community. That's not just military, but that's organizations like National Association of Retired and Active Federal Employees, Blacks in Government. And then we've already talked about all the major, you know, partners that we've got in the military side. But I told my team, hey, I want our investment because it's a win-win, right? We provide money that helps these programs execute, right, and get things, resources in the hands of families. But I've aligned it now around five areas, right? So I want our partnerships to build around one of five things: mental health and wellness, fitness and active living, caregiver programs, food and nutrition programs, and then health, preventive health education. So there's a lot of partners. There's a lot we could do, but I think that helps narrow our scope, and these things nest in and help really support the military family community. And I think it really gets us, like what Dan said with AUSA, to really go, okay, here's what we want to get behind. What are the programs you've got, right? And now our money gets behind that specific thing in a more targeted way, instead of, you know, a broader corporate sponsorship that, you know, isn't as, you know, targeted and doesn't maybe necessarily get to the hand of the service member. So this is, you know, honestly, one of the most rewarding things we do, the opportunity to provide. And we provide, you know, over $1 million into the military community every year with these sponsorships and the program resources, with a lot of great spouse or partners. Many face the spouse community and helping with areas of need there. But it's really cool stuff to do. And it provides this opportunity to not just give financially, but as Dan knows, like we're volunteering out at Wounded Warrior events, right? We're just in the community doing some really cool stuff. So that's a rewarding thing that we do, and that I'm the most proud of our program and our team.
Well, all the time you're talking, I'm thinking about the fact that you actually change lives.
Yeah.
You improve lives of people that are struggling in some cases. And I tell you, you probably don't know in some cases the people that you help, because they'll never say anything, but nope. You've changed a lot of people. I mean, I've heard a lot of people talk about the things that, of course, Dan Daly does and you guys are doing. So I really appreciate it. And I'd like to add one more thing that Blue Cross Blue Shield does. You know, you're a sponsor for the American Freedom Foundation. And I just want to thank you for that, because, you know, without your help, you know, we couldn't do the things we do. And we're trying to do all we can to help the military families as much as we can, and the service members. We talked about this earlier, but one more time, where can people go to learn more about FedBib and the coverage that, you know, they're entitled to?
Yeah,
Paul.
So I'll start for Blue Cross Blue Shield, we do, although I talked about benefits and FedBib, we've got a lot of great tools, right? So I would encourage people to go out and check out our plans and our resources, right? So we have tools. One's called the Ask Blue Plan Finder. That'll give you a personalized plan recommendation for you based on your circumstances, right? So your answer to several questions, right? I don't think benefits will provide you the opportunity to shop between providers, but we're going to give the opportunity to do some detailed, you know, again, this is that piece that helps you make these decisions and get informed about the care you're going to need. Which now gives you clarity on price, right? So it helps you select, do I need a standard, a high plan? Because again, those premiums that you're going to pay, that's something that, you know, it's an educational piece. You've got to account for that, right? That, hey, your dental insurance is going to cost this much on average. and your vision insurance, right? But you've got to find your unique needs. So you can get that at askblue.bcbsfepdental.com or askblue.bcbsfepvision.com. And then, like I mentioned, Benefeds is the overall administrator of the program. So that's benefeds.gov. I think I said .com the first time, but it's .gov. Or again, you can call them at 1-877-888-FEDS. And then one other note, like if you get in for that vision plan or you're retiring and getting into a program, if you enroll during open season, your coverage begins on January 1st.
Yeah. I'm glad you threw that number in there because Dan would have said it anyway. For these guys that chisel and rocks and stuff like that, we can't see that stuff.
Hand signals.
Hand signal, I got it. No.
You know, Jack, Paul did an awesome job covering all the ways. But, you know, I talk about multi-generational, and we all get information in different ways. Another good resource is every military installation is required to do an annual retiree appreciation day. And many of those, we have our field service representatives out there set up a table. Matter of fact, we'll be doing one in San Antonio in a few weeks, November 1st. And you can talk to a person, right? Because we know that some people don't like to get on the phone or on the internet and talk to a person and sit down and have an intelligent conversation, because all of our service representatives are fully educated on the full plans and what they can do for you. So if that's the way you want to communicate, come out and see us, right? So come out and find us. And I think even, Paul, there's a list of events that we're attending on the website as well. I believe there is.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. We got to find an event resource.
Find an event thing. So come out to that Retiree Appreciation Day. It's for you, right? And there's a whole lot of other things going on during those Retiree Appreciation Days. And you get a lot of great up-to-date information. And you build a community of retirees and bring them collectively together and thank them for their incredible service.
Jack, I do. You know, we host our own webinars too on FedVIP awareness, right? So again, thanks to you, we've shared those with your team. And I saw you posted those on your social media channel. So again, this is general awareness. So any opportunity that we can continue to partner to get that information on these webinars out is great.
Well, first of all, let me say to both of you that I appreciate all you're doing for our veterans. I said it already, but I'll say it again. I appreciate what you guys are doing for our veteran community and their families, because you're making a difference. And you don't know the lives that you change. I mean, you're making a big difference. And I just want to say, from me personally and from our team here, thank you for all that you're doing. This has been a great discussion. I probably could talk to you guys a lot longer. Any final thoughts, anything that maybe you want to reemphasize to the audience? And Paul, we'll start with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, for the retiring member, you know, again, plan ahead and have a plan, right? And I think on the episode we did before, there's so many lines of effort. Start early, at least just learn, right? Like I tell people, like, you should have a resume, like, already written, right? Like a civilianized resume, right? Like on active duty, and you can just, as you go to each command, you update it like you would a new job, but you start learning those skills, and that's okay, right? It's okay to learn this knowledge and the skills and to be thinking ahead. Hopefully no one's holding guilt over you about, like, you know, trying to be informed on these resources and things that are out there, but definitely plan ahead. And again, I think we shared all the resources. You know, open season's coming up, so I can't emphasize enough. If you got a family with vision care needs, this is your time for, honestly, very small premiums to save a lot of money on either your spouse or your child's vision care needs.
Yeah, I think that's a key. Save a lot of money and be prepared.
Yep.
There's no question. Dan, you want to go ahead? Any final thoughts?
Jack, I just want to thank you. Paul did an awesome job wrapping it up. Thank you for helping us communicate to our community out there. You know, and for the veterans that are listening, don't assume that another veteran doesn't know. You know, tell a friend. Right? Tell a friend. That's what we do. We take care of each other because, like I said, these are critical dates, especially when it comes to making a choice. And if you haven't looked at BenFeds in a while and you're just rolling along on the same plan you've always had, you might want to go in there and check it out, because there are some great options. And Blue Cross Blue Shield, I assure you, is one of them.
Well, the key is we got to take care of each other. Too often there's people out there that I know people want to make money out of stuff, but we as a military community have to take care of each other. So it's about taking care of you and our families and everybody else out there. So yeah, it's a big deal. Hey, first of all, let me say again, thank you for your sponsorship. And again, thanks for both of you coming on the show. Amazing job. Great information. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks, Jack. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks again to Paul Kingsbury and the 15th Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Dan Daly, for being with us. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with the Recruit Military and Offline, where you can create your own personal profile will match you with just the right job in real time. You can follow me on all my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. Never thought I'd ever say that. And if you like what we're doing at Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button. Don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Paul and Sergeant Major Daly, Dan, for joining us today. And I think they said it all. They said, learn about your benefits, learn about your entitlements, learn about the things that you need. But the biggest thing about this is you got to help each other. The other thing is you got to prepare. You got to prepare yourself to transition out of the military and know what's there for you. Too often we assume that somebody's going to take care of you. I wasn't joking when, and Paul wasn't joking either. I thought when I got out of the military, somebody was going to help me out and do those things they did for in the military. Well, guess what? They don't do that. You've got to take care of yourself. You've got to learn about your benefits, your entitlements, and all the things that you're entitled to, because you and your family need to live a quality life. And that's all that Paul and Dan are talking about. They're talking about a quality of life for you and your family. Thanks to Newmont Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.